section on what about the next generation. Now, for most partners of practice, eventually a question is going to come up in their minds as to how do I successfully retire? How do I exit the practice and have someone else take over? And the 21st century accountant, I don't think there can be too much doubt about this now, is the one who is required to business develop and build the firm on a regular basis. So if we accept that it's difficult to sell, and if we accept that we're not used to doing this, and if we accept that there are quite a few challenges before we can really build the practice at a rate that we'd be comfortable with, then how much more need is there to develop the next generation of professionals who are coming through in our firm? Because they are going to need this exact same skill set honed to perhaps a more expert level than we need it to be. And on that basis, as our client base ages and these businesses are sold or they're simply wound down and we need to feed the practice with new things and new clients to work on, then it's going to be increasingly over the years the next generation of professionals who are coming through, typically our managers or senior managers at this stage, who are going to be responsible for achieving that growth. Now, if the partners are uncomfortable, unwilling, or unable to win new work proactively, who is going to teach the next generation? Who is going to set the example for the next generation of leadership? And from the next generation of leadership's point of view, their question in their minds is, well, why should I? Why would I be held to account for that level of performance when the partners can't do it? No one's leading by example. So if no one's leading by example, we have a kind of an impasse there on developing the firm beyond our own time in it. Because what we leave behind is either a recurring base of what we've already got that nothing really adds to, or we've got the chance to really build the firm by bringing on the next generation and giving them opportunities to develop their relationship building skills. So then, what we have in the practice in the short term is multiple centres of income and income streams coming in because we have more than just the partners who can win the new work, and we have confidence instilled in the next generation who feel capable of taking over this firm and inclined to do so. Now, at this stage, certainly in the mid-size market for accounting firms, I don't see a huge amount of focus on the next generation and developing them. I do believe it's changing, but not quite as fast as it needs to. So as a partner of practice, one of the major concerns has got to be, okay, we need to get ourselves comfortable with winning new work, but at the same time, concurrently, let's develop the next generation as well so that we have a contingency or an insurance policy for when it's our time to depart the firm. Business develop on a budget this week by scheduling specific non-interruptible time in your diary to identify the rising stars in your firm. Assign them to the smallest opportunities in your pipeline. Provide them with an accountancy-centric professional sales training and allow them to build their confidence on these opportunities, which, if they fail to win, do not represent a large missed opportunity for the firm.